Chapter 9, Visiting Philadelphia. The next morning, Maya drove to Franklin Biddle Academy, which was an expensive private school. She entered the building and a receptionist looked up at her.
May I help you? She asked.
I'm Maya Burkett. I'd like to speak to the headmaster.
Please have a seat.
She did not have to wait long before the headmaster arrived. He took both of her hands.
My name is Neville Lockwood, Mrs. Burkett, he said. And we're so sorry about your husband's death.
Thank you, Mr. Lockwood. He took her into his office and they sat down at his desk.
Joe was loved by everyone here,
said the headmaster.
He was one of the best soccer players on his team and won many medals for this school.
That's kind of you to say, she replied. As you know, the Burkett family were proud to send their children to this school, although there has also been a lot of sadness here.
Ah, yes. You're talking about your husband's brother, Andrew, he said. It was such a terrible thing. Poor Judith losing two sons.
Yes, Maya said. And what's strange is that now three boys from the same soccer team are dead. I'm talking now about Teo Mora. Do you remember him? The color disappeared from Lockwood's face. How did Teo die? Asked Maya.
Teo died of alcohol poisoning, the headmaster said. He drank himself to death. Teo didn't usually drink much alcohol, but during one party, he had too much. He fell into a basement, and he was found there, already dead, the next morning. Why are you asking about this now?
Didn't you ever think that it was strange that two young men who were in the same school and same soccer team died only months after each other? She asked.
Actually, I thought that there must definitely be a connection,
Lockwood said. This surprised Maya. Can you explain? She asked.
They weren't just in the same school and soccer team. They also shared a room at school.
They were both silent. It was impossible that this was all just chance. Lockwood explained to Maya that Andrew had been Teo's best friend.
Teo's death hurt him a lot, and he was extremely sad. Andrew wasn't like Joe. Joe was confident and wanted to win at everything, while Andrew was much more sensitive. We closed the school for a week after Teo died. When we opened it again, Andrew didn't come back. His mother felt that it would be best if he stayed at home for the rest of the semester. Sometime later, the soccer team won a big competition between the schools in this area, and Joe and a few friends had a big party on the Burkett's boat.
Do you know which boys? Asked Maya.
I remember that one of them was Christopher Swain, he said. Well, here's my idea. Andrew was a sensitive boy whose best friend died. He had to leave school and was finding life extremely difficult. Then he went on the boat with his friends from the soccer team. Being there reminded him of his best friend. He drank a lot of alcohol and he was in enormous pain.
Lockwood stopped talking. Do you think that it was suicide? Asked Maya.
Possibly, he said. Or perhaps he drank too much and just fell over the edge of the boat.
And then there's one more question. How do you explain the third death? She asked. I'm talking about Joe. Lockwood stared at her.
What? Do you think that there's a connection between Andrew and Teo's deaths and your husband's murder 17 years later?
Yes, I do, she said. There was nothing more to learn from the headmaster, so Maya left and sat in her car. She took out her phone and saw that Leather and Lace had called. Corey needed to speak to her. The strip club was 2 hours away, and she had other places to be. He would just have to wait. She searched online and found out that Teo's mother was called Raisa Mora, and she lived in Philadelphia. Maya found her address and decided to visit her. Raisa Mora's street was in a poor area of the city. Maya found the apartment and pressed the doorbell.
Who is it?
Said a woman's voice from the inside. My name is Maya, and I'd like to speak to you about your son, Teo, said Maya. The door suddenly opened. Raisa Mora had gray hair and looked tired. Maya could see that she worked as a waitress because she was still wearing her work clothes.
Who are you?
She asked. My name is Maya Stern. Then Maya decided to correct herself, and she added, Maya Burkett. This got the woman's attention.
You're Joe's wife, aren't you? I saw on the news that the police have found the two men who murdered him.
They didn't do it, said Maya. I don't have time to explain, but I don't think that we know everything about your son's death.
I don't understand, said Raisa.
Do you think there's a connection between Joe's murder and my Teo? What do you want to know?
Everything, said Maya.
Come in, then. I'm going to need to sit down.
The two women sat beside each other on an old couch. Raisa gave Maya a photograph showing a family of five people. A younger Raisa was standing next to a man with a mustache, with Teo and two smaller boys in front.
That's Javier, Teo's father, said Raisa, pointing to the man. He died 2 years after Teo died.
Then Raisa told Maya her story.
Javier came from Mexico, but we met in the USA and moved to Philadelphia. He was a gardener, and he worked for some rich families. Javier used to talk to them about Teo.
Raisa's face filled with sadness as she said her son's name.
Teo played sports, and he was smart and confident. We wished for him to have a successful career, but we couldn't afford an expensive private school. However, one of the families that Javier worked for managed to get Teo a place at Franklin Biddle Academy for free. Javier was so happy, but I was a little worried. He was a poor kid going to a rich kid's school.
Maya nodded with understanding. Raisa continued.
One morning, Javier went to work. I was at home and the doorbell rang. It was the headmaster and another person with sad, serious looks on their faces. They told me that Teo had died from alcohol poisoning. They said that he wasn't found until the next morning in a basement. But Javier didn't believe it, said Raisa. Teo was the new kid in school. Javier thought that the other boys had made him drink too much alcohol. He wanted to go to the school and make them admit it, but I didn't think that would help. It wouldn't bring Teo back, anyway.
Mrs. Mora, do you remember Teo's best friend at Franklin Biddle, Andrew Burkett? Asked Maya.
Yes, of course. He came to Teo's funeral with the other boys. Andrew was extremely sad. And then, a few weeks later, he fell off that boat. I didn't believe that it was an accident.
I don't think that it was either, said Maya.
We went to Andrew's funeral, said Raisa. Andrew had so much sadness about Teo. Maybe that's what killed him. However, Javier didn't believe that.
What did he believe? Asked Maya.
He said that people don't kill themselves because they feel sad. They do it because they feel guilty.
They were both silent. What had Andrew felt guilty about? Raisa looked at Maya.
And now you're here. Do you know who killed my son?
I don't. But Maya was starting to think that maybe she did.